This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Guys, let's head out to the WadeFord.com hotline and let's talk to Brad Nessler, of course, the voice of the SEC on CBS and a damn good Atlantan himself. Brad, appreciate the time, buddy. Thanks for spending a few minutes with us. And we were talking a little bit about this game in the last segment. It seems like the storyline for Georgia oftentimes this year is going to be, how can the other team find enough big plays to get anything done against that great defense?
Well, that's the truth, John. Auburn couldn't get anything done. And, Tennessee has played well, and everybody brags about their eight-game winning streak. I'm not sure who they've beaten in those eight games. But we'll see today if they're as good as they think they are. Really hard to run on Georgia or pass for that matter. And Tennessee's been built, Jeremy Pruitt, by having an offensive line that's very good and two really good running backs. And, they ran it down Missouri's throat last week. I just don't see them running for 230 yards against Georgia. But that's going to be the mission. That, and if Jarrett Garantano can finally play well against Georgia, he's had his struggles and he's got his fourth shot at him, so we'll see how it works out for him.
I know it's still early, and thanks always, Ness, for joining us. I know it's still early, but what has been your impressions of Stetson Bennett so far, the Georgia quarterback?
Well, Randy, it's a great story. I mean, it's as good a story as there is, not just in the SEC, but probably the whole country in college football. I talked to him yesterday, spent probably a half an hour on a Zoom with him, and he's a really unique kid. He just never gave up on himself. And, Gary Danielson asked him, how come you just didn't go someplace else after you went to junior college? Why'd you come back? And he's like, I thought I was the guy for the job. And it's amazing. And he's gone to coaches and said, I should be starting. I don't know if he did it when Jake was here, but, when he's fourth or fifth on the depth chart in the off season, he pretty much said, I can handle this job. And given the opportunity, so far so good, he's handled the job. He probably wishes he had hands the size of yours, Randy, if it's going to storm at 3 o'clock this afternoon.
Right.
I don't know how that's going to work out for either team. It might get a little sloppy, but really an interesting kid, and I hope it keeps going well for him because it's a great story.
Well, hey, Brad, I hope this finds you and Nancy well. I haven't talked to you in a while.
Hey, John, how you doing, bud?
I'm doing good. I'm kind of curious, from your perch, a lot's been made, obviously, about COVID and coronavirus and whatnot and the impact that it's had, not only, obviously, on college football and society, but I'm kind of curious, is it same as it ever was when it comes to college football? In other words, we'd have the season that we're having now and the bumps and ups and downs, which are normal, or is there something different about this year that makes it more unpredictable?
It's totally different for me. I'm going to only speak for myself, I guess. I'm just happy we have games. There was times when we thought this isn't going to happen, and there's, conferences that wasn't going to happen, and now it's going to happen at a different date. Everything is just completely strange for us. We've probably got a crew of, 85 or 90 people, and we're like one huge family, and we do a lot of things together, and we don't have any socializing at all. Our protocol at CBS is so restrictive that I haven't seen Gary in person. I've been here for 3 days. I haven't seen Gary in person yet. I haven't seen Jamie in person yet. I did see my producer, but he was getting on the elevator and I waved at him. And then you go to the game and the atmosphere is nothing like it normally is. I mean, you walk into every week, it's 100,000, stadium filled with people and the tailgating, the whole thing. And none of that's there. And then, as I said, talking to Stetson Bennett yesterday, it was all by Zoom, and so are the coaches. The players, I think, are actually maybe a little bit better at it because they're so used to, you know, FaceTime and all that stuff with their friends. I think they're a little more accustomed to it. But for all of us, the interaction that we normally have, players, coaches, fans, you know, we usually get off our bus and they're booing Gary, you know, before we go in the stadium. We're missing all that right now. So it's just been strange. And then, you know, we have like, we're kind of considered in pods. Like the truck people are in a pod and the people are on the field, the camera people, and even Jamie's considered a field person pod. And then there's the booth. And so it's just one audio person and a remote camera. And then Gary, myself, my statistician, and my spotter, and in this case, even today, my spotter is in a different booth, and we have a system where he's got a camera on the spotter board, and it's going to come up on a monitor in front of me. We'll see how that works out. So this is the first time we've done that. So, I mean, everything's so weird, you know, and then you see people, and everybody's wearing a mask, and you kind of go to say hello to people, and you go, I'm not sure that's the right person because he looks kind of like the other guy or girl. You know?
Right.
It's just been crazy. I mean, I know you guys know it just in everyday life, but for us, the atmosphere of college football is not really what it's been, and I can't wait until it gets back, hopefully next year or whenever.
Brad Nessler joining us here on the WadeFord.com hotline, college football game time on Sports Radio 910. The game is he will have the call a little bit later on this afternoon. Tennessee goes in to Georgia. Brad, you think there's any fear about a look ahead for Georgia as there's this little team in Tuscaloosa that comes up next week on the schedule? Any chance that Tennessee kind of sneaks something by Georgia in this, or you think Georgia's laser focused and ready, not looking ahead?
I think they're really focused because you know, if Tennessee was 0-2 and they didn't look at them and go, this is simple, you know, but it's 14th ranked team in the country, whether that's deserving or not. I hadn't heard anything about Alabama other than the stuff I talk about because I'm looking forward to next week, and I look forward to this afternoon too. But they shouldn't be looking ahead. Their defense is good enough that I guess they could peak a little bit. But overall, as a team, I don't think they have any reason to start thinking about next Saturday night instead of what's going on at 3:30 today.
Another game in the SEC is the Florida going to A&M. And we were talking before you came on, what is A&M? I say it every week, Brad. Will the real A&M please stand up?
Yeah, so are the people that, you know, are watching Jimbo in year three for $7.5 million a year, right, Randy, whatever. they're getting a little anxious. You know, I thought this was probably going to be their year. I thought they had recruited well enough. I thought Kellen Mond being a veteran, you know, with a good running back and all of that. But when they lost, I think when they lost the three receivers, that really put a dent in their quarterback. And, you know, he lost basically his roommate from IMG Academy when they played high school ball in Osmond, and he was a great player. And then two guys left early for the NFL. Got a really good tight end, but I don't think he's comfortable with the rest of the group yet. And I kind of thought that this would be their year. I think it would have been maybe if the schedule wouldn't have changed. You know, they had a schedule that looked like they could maybe go, I don't know, 9-1 or something like that until they ran into Alabama. And then the schedule changed. They had to play them early. They haven't looked the part so far. And they're not a top 25 team to me unless they start showing up better. They just inconsistent, make mistakes at bad times, and, you know, the heat's on Jimbo a little bit there in year three, and I know the fans are getting anxious in College Station, but I'm not sure what they are yet. I don't think they've found their identity yet.
Brad Nessler joining us at College Football Game Time. Brad, I want you to expand it out, go outside the SEC. I have a quick two-part question for you. Based on what you've seen so far this year, and I'm going to go over to the ACC side of things. We saw Georgia Tech win last night. Is the league starting to catch up to Clemson? That's A. And B, can you make a case right now that the ACC has been the best conference in the nation so far?
Well, you know, I watched Tech last night. It was a really impressive win, and I'm happy for Coach Collins. And I was trying to watch my great-nephew play on a high school game on my phone, and I was trying to watch Georgia Tech play. So I saw some of that last night. You know, they're better, and we'll see what happens with Miami and Clemson tonight. And everybody that thinks Miami's an upset, I don't see that happening. I'm sorry. Until Miami beats somebody like Clemson, I'm not buying Miami yet. And yeah, I haven't watched the rest of the conference enough to know, John, I guess. I mean, I'm so focused in. You guys talking about Georgia and Alabama. I'm so focused in on Georgia and Tennessee. I don't know if I could tell you who the teams are in the ACC right now.
Well, Brad, as always, appreciate it, buddy. Thanks spending a few minutes with us here. Of course, he'll have the call today, 3:30 Tennessee and Georgia. Brad Nesler on the WaitFor.com hotline. Have fun, Brad. Stay dry and be safe and enjoy, man.
I'll be dry. Jamie might be really wet. But thanks, guys. Good talking to you. Have a good day.
Yeah. All right, Ness.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.